Track 6, Talk of the County. Rowan Mantell shares her take on Norfolk life, and this month she is inspired by the seaside from A to Z.
Arcing 100 miles, our astonishing coast. Beaches, bays, birds, beginning of history. But where to begin? Dive straight in anywhere, it's all beyond beautiful. Buoyed up on boat bobbing, seal lounging, bird-borne Blakeney, slip like a rising creek, tide sideways, crabwise towards Cromer via a chalk reef, a wonder of the world, an undersea world of towers and arches, starfish, strawberry anemone, and leopard-spotted goby. Deep history coast, dig down, dive back, further than anyone dreamed possible decades ago, and discover, right here in Norfolk, the earliest evidence of humans in England, in Northern Europe. Footprints meander across the beach. A family, grown-ups purposeful, children weaving in and out and round and about almost 1 million years ago. Maybe they were begging to be taken. Gillying. It's the Norfolk word for crabbing. Humans walked on Haysborough Beach when it was so different that the River Thames flowed out to sea here, and yet so similar that families still wander and wonder, barefoot, hand in hand, or now, ice cream in hand. Jettison workday worries, release them to the sea. Release nothing else but river water. No one wants to jump for joy in effluent. Kings have come here too for 1,000 years and more, from King Edmund to King Charles. Not forgetting King Canute, who controlled England, Denmark and Norway, but not the tides. Liminal sand between water and land, still owned by the monarch. Might he move us on as we spread picnic bags and blankets, deck chairs, windbreaks, buckets and spades? No need. Mammoth, mysterious, moon-dragged water surges twice daily from the North Sea. In summer it thrills our coast, but it's not all about days at the beach. Feel the chill of the water which stretches north to the Arctic and storms south into seaside settlements. Once it was not ocean, but Doggerland, land all the way to the Netherlands. Now, doggedly, the coast comes uncomfortably close. Promenade on planks above the plankton chalk, peerless Cromer Pier, stages every sunrise and sunset and joins the queue to be called the gem of the Norfolk coast. Railways carried tourists to Poppyland, the Sunrise Eastern Shore and the Royal West. Stewky blues and samphire, Cromer crabs, Brancaster oysters, taste our seaside, see, feel, smell and hear it. Tide bell ringing in the constant changes of our coast. Not the change ringing of our churches, but tolling as the tides roll in and out for sheer joy, happiness at Haysborough, or for land lost to the hungry sea, calling us to change our ways. Unexpected treasures under a sea more umber than ultramarine. Above, vessels ply trades as ancient as fishing, as modern as wind farms. Villagers vie for visitors. West Runton has a mammoth. A steppe mammoth stepped out of the cliff 700,000 years after its demise. X marks the spot of gold washed up on the golden sands of California, the California of the East. And so south to Yarmouth, fabulous, fun, golden, great, great Yarmouth, built on sand, on shoals of herrings and holiday makers, on its quay and sea, this roller coaster town of arcades and architectural treasures, its golden mile, one of 100 looping around Norfolk, and 100,000,000,000,000 reasons, as many as the grains of sand at Holcombe, and west to the Wash and east to the rising sun, to treasure our coast.